This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Balint. A special weekend for two special people and a special community that rallied around them, Evan Malloy and Sarah Kim, overcoming a horrific traffic crash to get married this weekend. That's on today's program. Well, folks, this is a momentous occasion in Montgomery County, and you may not find it in your community events on WSMIRadio.com or in the newspaper, what have you. But it's certainly something that has been eagerly awaited. The nuptials, the wedding, if you will, of Sarah Kim and Evan Malloy, coming out of a very difficult accident over the summer on 185 in Coffeen. And it's been It's been a long, tough road, but two determined individuals making it through, and glad to have you both with us today. And boy, you guys both look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you're right back at it. I don't, Sarah, just tell people about your work over in the Nokomis schools.
Yeah, I'm a second grade teacher there, and I started back, I think it was October 12th. So we've been there a month.
And you're right back at it in Hillsboro, right in the thick of things with practice and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be therapeutic to take in a big lump of normalcy.
Yeah, definitely. Those, it seemed like forever not being at work and in the hospital and stuff, but it is definitely nice to be back in a routine with teaching and coaching. I didn't have much of a break from the coaching. I was back to teaching for like 2 weeks, and then basketball started, so I got thrown right into it. But I'm glad to be back now.
I know the first month or two was pretty difficult. The setbacks, it was, I guess, one step forward, two steps back, and occasionally on the good days, two steps forward, one step back. There was just an incredible outpouring, not only to help on the financial end, but I saw that list. You know, the Class 85 folks come in from Hillsboro High, and they had that list of fundraisers, and it was just unbelievable. Now, I know raising funds is certainly helpful, but what did that mean to you guys? Even though you couldn't, you know, maybe you weren't there at these events, to know there were this many events, this many people in your corner, what did that do for your state of mind going through all of this?
It was so overwhelming to both of us. I know, like, I mean, I can't even thank everyone enough for all the support, prayers, you know, donations, everything. It's really nice coming from a small community to realize how many people care about you, and we just can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, I agree. There were so many different people that reached out to us personally through, you know, text or Facebook or whatever, just to make sure we were doing all right. The number of fundraisers was really more than I thought it was, because I don't know. There was just so much support. I kind of felt bad because I wasn't there to say thank you to everybody for everything they were doing, but I really wasn't in the state to do that. But we did get to attend the one that was at the halftime, and that was really, there were a lot of people there, and it was, the support was amazing. So yeah, just thank you to everybody that's helped us out in any way, shape, or form.
Well, it's one of those things that we always think about driving and look at a ravine or an imperfect spot on a highway or someone else getting involved in a crash. And clearly you guys had some strong thoughts about highway safety because you were both buckled up. And obviously, if that seatbelt doesn't come into play with the nature of the crash, I don't think we're having this conversation. Tell us your thoughts on seatbelts and the importance of it, what it meant to you before and what it means to you now.
Oh, definitely. Growing up, my parents always, you know, made us wear our seatbelts, but I know as kids get older, some of them do their own thing. But if we had not been wearing our seatbelts, I know for a fact I would have probably been in the middle of the cornfield. So I would suggest strongly, even when you're going through town, because that's where all this happened, use your seatbelt and be safe. Follow the traffic laws, basically.
Yeah, I completely agree with Evan. We've always, growing up, worn our seatbelt as well. And I know, like, going just, like, a short distance, you might not think about it, but we had not expected what was going to happen at all. I mean, no one was on the road when we had our accident, and luckily we were seatbelted, and that definitely saved us. We would not be here if we were not seatbelted.
I know I talked with you before we went on the air here, and there aren't any vivid memories in particular, but just your thoughts on the first responders, and we have such a healthy first responder community. Just your thoughts on the work they did, and just really paving the way for you guys to get the care you needed as soon as possible.
They were amazing. I mean, I cannot thank them enough. They were right on it. So speedy to get there. If they hadn't gotten there as fast as they did, again, I don't know where me and Evan would be today, but they responded super fast. They were so helpful. We even had a couple of them come visit us at home when we got out of the hospital, and we just can't thank them enough. That was just so kind of them.
I know quite a few of them personally. Obviously, I don't really remember my interactions with them that day, but they all said that they had spoke to me while I was at the accident and stuff. But if they hadn't been there, this would be a much more sad story than it is now. So I really appreciate everything that they do, and I know the fire department, the EMTs, and the police department, everybody, it was quite a scramble for what was going on, and I really appreciate everything they did.
Well, anyone I've talked to who knows the both of you, you know, just said you're that kind of can't-miss couple. Peas in a pod, yada, yada. We could throw out a thousand cliches. Going through something like this, what has that done for your love for each other?
I think it's definitely made us a lot stronger. I mean, I knew he was my person that I wanted to marry and spend my life with before, but I think going through something so, like, traumatic has made us even closer. And, I mean, I just think our love is even stronger, as kind of silly as that seems.
No, I agree. Like, I knew pretty quickly after we started dating that you were someone I wanted to spend, you know, a lot of time with and forever. But being away from you, even though we were in the hospital, or even when we were home the first time, we couldn't, like, be in the same room for quite a bit of time, and it was tough. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like not being around you. So, I mean, I think it definitely has strengthened our relationship more. Even though it was pretty strong beforehand, I would say it's stronger now.
Your thoughts on the medical community pulling through this, and some real top-notch doctors, obviously, and specialists had to come into play, because I know you guys had some bumps in the road, and I'm sure there are things that the naked eye won't show that your guys are dealing with, but my word, it looks like you went to some Florida vacation over the summer. You wouldn't know.
The team of doctors that we saw were all very knowledgeable. They were all very personable. They all explained things to us in ways that were easier for us to understand. Because I know some doctors, they use all the jargon, and I have a science background, but I can't understand what they're saying half the time. But the doctors we had up in Springfield were really good. And they came in and they checked on us, you know, every day we were in the hospital. After we came home, they called to check on us to make sure we were doing right. And then even when we had to go back after we'd come home the first time because of the blood clots, they were still checking on us, even though, like, some of the doctors weren't really necessary for what we had gone back for. So, I mean, even just the support from the doctors knowing, oh, yeah, I think we can handle this is pretty reassuring.
And I really thought it was nice that the doctors were super good about informing our families what was going on and comforting them. I know they were just as stressed, if not more, than we were during the whole situation. And so coming in and talking, you know, to our families about what was going on, I thought was a really good touch.
I wonder, and you really don't know until you're there. It has to be tough to worry about yourself and then the one you love. But is there maybe a benefit that wouldn't seem to be there when you're focused on someone else instead of just dwelling on yourself and what you're going through all day. I guess it's a mixed bag, or?
I think if I had gone through this alone, it would have been a lot more tough, I guess, just because I would have, like, I wanted to lay around all day because I was tired and hurting. But the fact that we both went through this together instead of one of us going through this on our own, I think that I definitely understand what she's going through, and she understands what I'm going through. So I think that's a benefit that may not have been obvious.
And I think because we both were going through it, we pushed harder to try to get better and heal faster. I know if it would have just been me, I would probably be having a pity party still. So I think it's good that I had someone to go through this with me, and we could kind of like support each other and really try to help get each of us back to where we need to be.
What was it like to see those kids again here? Just, you know, I guess if there was a special Columbus Day, that was it.
It was so nice to see the kids again. I had an amazing sub, though, that was with my kids while I was gone, and she would keep me updated on things, and I had a great co-teacher that also was keeping me up to date with things. But it was so nice to be back at school and in a routine, and I feel honestly like I was never gone.
Yeah, I agree. The kids have been pretty good. They haven't been giving me too much of an issue. They've been behaving themselves, I would say, for the most part. Not knowing how much they actually know about what happened, I didn't really divulge much to them, but I'll make a comment every once in a while, and some of them seem to understand what I'm talking about, but they've all been pretty great. It's good to be back.
Now, you guys look like you're in great wedding shape, and again, I know, I'm sure there are things to deal with, and, you know, it's not an overnight process, but, you know, you're getting around great, and I have to think this big date this weekend, what a great motivator. And I mean, was there just a moment where you turned the corner, or because just sort of like, we're going to make it, we're going to get this done, and it's going to be, you know, a wedding that won't be forgotten anytime soon.
Yeah, one of the very first things when we woke up in the hospital, one of my first thoughts was, you know, are we even going to be able to have a wedding still? I wasn't sure at the beginning, but, you know, it was a big motivator to try to heal and get better, and it doesn't feel real that it's going to be here in a couple of days, but I think we're in pretty good shape for it.
Definitely at first when we woke up, I wasn't sure that we would be able to still do the wedding when we had planned for it, and I was really hoping we would because we have tattoos of our wedding date, so that would have been really inconvenient, but no, I think coming home the first time kind of made me think, oh, yeah, we can still do it. But then going back, it was like, oh, no. And then we came back home again, and everything's been trending upward since then. So physical therapy and even the breathing treatment things we had to do, even though I didn't want to do them, they helped. And they've helped get us to this point. So definitely the wedding was a motivator for that.
Well, you don't have tattoos or your honeymoon plans, I don't think. Is that something you got to wait to get back to 100%? Or?
Well, we had a honeymoon planned, and then this happened, so we had to push that back. We were going to go over Christmas break, but we pushed that back to the summer. We're going to take a small trip over Christmas break, but not as big as the one we had planned, so we'll have to figure that out again.
Well, just once again, you had to be blown away. Public support, I mean, 7 or 8 events, people buying Chick-fil-A, and anything you have, like pictures or anything to hold on to, what folks did. I imagine, you know, if you have youngsters down the road, boy, you'll have some stories to tell.
Most definitely. I mean, this is just amazing, the support we've gotten, for sure.
Yeah, I know for a fact if we'd come from a large city, we wouldn't have gotten nearly the support that we got living in this community. I'm super thankful for living here.
And what's changed about you coming out of this and coming out of it and moving ahead to this big day? How is How's Evan, how is Sarah different than, you know, before July?
We both try not to take things for granted anymore because, you know, we were just going home that night and then everything changed in a second. So, life is very short and, I'm really glad that I'm still around to be doing what I'm doing and, to get married on Saturday. So,
yeah, and I definitely think, like, I'm very thankful for Evan and everyone in our family and the community. And, yeah, definitely don't take anything for granted because you just never know what can happen in the blink of a second.
All right, Sarah Kim and Evan Malloy. Well, boy, it was an honor to speak with both of you. And thanks so much for stopping by. And all the best to you guys in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Bellent on WSMI. I'll see you again next weekend with another edition of Forum.